You know, that's a beautiful song. We'll come back to that in a little while. I know it was the blood. How about you? Now say that with me. I know it was the blood. And we've got a broadcast today that's right in the heart of the Bible, right in the heart of our redemption, the sinless sacrifice. Notice those words, the sinless sacrifice. We did not have a sacrifice who was guilty like we are. We had a sacrifice who was totally innocent, without guilt. And the sinless sacrifice has redeemed us to God. And there is no other redemption. Now, we'll go to the Bible in a minute. We'll go to the book of Luke, and we'll read a little bit of that great story of how the angel appeared to Mary. And then the Holy Ghost came upon her. Oh, what a story. I don't know whether you love these great truths like I do, but they are to me such beautiful truths. Now, we're going to deal with seven thoughts today about this blood. Seven thoughts. And you want to get these down because you can create your question around them if you would. Number one, why Jesus had to be sinless. Why Jesus had to be sinless. Now, I wrote these down because I didn't want to miss a word that go with them. So very important. Why Jesus had to be sinless. What is the result of that sinless sacrifice? What did it accomplish? Because he was not guilty and he died a sinless sacrifice. Number three, the blood is still on the altar in the holies of holies. Not the earthly holy of holies, but the heavenly holy of holies. And that is a truth that's worth a lot of attention. I'm here to tell you. Number four, is that blood still alive on that altar? Is that blood still living blood? Is it just as though it just came out of that sacred body? Is it living blood? Number five, you cannot go to heaven except by that blood. There's no other way. There is no other way except by that blood. And number six, the earth will never be pure. The earth will never be cleansed of all the filth out there except by that blood. That living, dynamic, supernatural, living blood. That living blood right now. That living blood is how this earth will be cleansed and will become a holy place. Now, number seven, and this is important. You know you have a high priest in the heavens. A high priest in the heavens, and he's there by the blood that's on that altar. That living blood in the holies of holies, on the altar of that great temple in heaven, of which the temple of Solomon was but a whisper, just a shadow. That altar, that place of sacrifice is where the blood is. And because of it, Jesus can intercede for you. He can take your case before the Father. All he's got to do is say, Father, that blood on that altar right down there, right in front of us, is how I'm coming to you for my servant and for my children and for my church and for my people. Now, those 7 points are really deep truths of biblical theology, real theology, not the shadow stuff that you hear in everywhere today, all kinds of cheap theology. The church is made cheap by cheap theology. The preacher sets the course. The preacher sets the direction. And I'm here to tell you, that sinless sacrifice is something beyond description. Oh, I want to talk about it. And I want your questions to be about it. And I want to help you. I want to help you dig in. And this will make you the best Christian you've ever been when you understand the power of his sacrifice. When you understand the victory of his sacrifice. When you understand the triumph of all of it. When you understand that Satan can't even touch anything that is covered or under the authority of that blood. The devil is helpless when it comes to the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus said on his way to the cross? The devil cometh and hath nothing in me. Oh, I tell you right now, we have victory by that blood. Let me read a little to you. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 20. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, God sent this angel to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, the angel, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto Mary, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Oh, there's a big attack on the name of Jesus today. There is a whole religious outfit, and there's several different descriptions of them, or I should say angles in which they come from, in which they deny that the name Jesus. I encountered someone in this some time ago, and boy, were they stubborn. All I could say to them, you may not think there's power in that name of Jesus, but I've seen demons disappear by that name. I've seen goiters disappear by that name. I've seen cancer disappear by that name. I've seen people totally transformed from being rugged sinners to being wonderful saints by that blood. So don't tell me that name Jesus isn't a mighty name. He shall be great. Listen to what the angel said to Mary. He shall be great and shall be called the Son, with a capital S now, of the Highest. The Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. You know, we got a kingdom coming of which there shall be no end, and this sinless sacrifice is the very triumph and victory of that blood. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She had not had any relationship with her husband-to-be. She was espoused to him, but not married to him. And she was a pure virgin. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That holy thing that shall be born of thee. No earthly father conceived by the Holy Ghost. There was no nature of sin passing into the womb of Mary, because a woman does not give the blood infusion to the baby. That's a father's duty. And I'm here to tell you, you hear me now very clearly, Jesus had no sin because there was no Adamic nature transferred to him from Adam. Or from Joseph, I'm sorry. There was no transfer of that Adamic nature by the Father. Only the Father can give the Adamic nature, not the mother. You understand that now, fathers. That's the reason you're so responsible and carry such a duty, incredible duty. Now, hear me when I say to you this afternoon, that we are living by this sacred sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. It was sinless blood. I gave you seven things. I want to give them again, because some of you have just joined me. Now listen to me very carefully. Our program today is on the sinless sacrifice. The sinless sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You are living by blood that was absolutely pure. There was no sin stain in that blood. It was divine blood. You cannot call it anything but divine blood. Mary didn't make it divine blood. The Holy Ghost made it divine blood. She conceived the seed in her womb by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so it was a divine seed of divine blood. Now she transmitted to this baby the body of man, the body that you and I, like we have, but not the nature of sin that we have. And the Holy Ghost transferred to her a divine nature of God the Father, so that he was divine and human at the same time. Isn't that beautiful? That the Son of God was both God and man, and neither of those natures ever contradicted the other. There was he ate like you and I ate. He slept like you and I slept. But then he acted like God in that he could raise the dead. And he could do many marvelous and wonderful things. And most important, he could die for your sins and actually take upon him the sacrifice of your sins and thereby give you grace whereby you are innocent when you come to Christ. And when you trust him and allow him. Let me give you those seven things again. Number one, why Jesus had to be sinless. We're going to talk about that. Why Jesus had to be sinless. What is the result of his sinless nature, of his sinless person? What is the result? Number three, the blood that Jesus offered had to be taken and placed on the altar in heaven. Jesus did that the morning he was resurrected and was back that very day. Hallelujah. After putting that blood upon the altar, remember him saying to the woman in the garden, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my God and your God." They couldn't touch him. Later he said to them, in fact, he said to the doubting Thomas, "Put your fingers in the nail prints, you know, handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have." He was Jesus, but he was the glorified Jesus. He was the resurrected Christ. He had a brand new body, hallelujah, and a glorified one at that, and he would live forever. So when he arose to ascend into the heavens, the atmosphere in the heavens gave him no barrier. He could ascend right up through it to God the Father and to the throne room. The throne room of God to sit at the Father's right hand. Now, number three, I gave you three. Number four, is that blood still alive? I want you to hear me. Is that blood of Jesus still alive? Is it right now living blood? Living blood. If I would shed my blood in a matter of just seconds, it would be nothing but dead blood. It would have no life in it. It is the blood in me that gives life. If I would shed my blood, it would have no value beyond its life in me until that point ends. You understand that? But his blood is still living blood. And I want you to understand that. Is that blood still alive on the altar? That was number four. Number five, you cannot go to heaven. You cannot enter those gates of gold, those gates of pearl, and walk those streets of gold unless you've been washed in this blood. You've got to be saved by the blood. Just believing in it is not enough. You've got to be cleansed by it. You've got to have a supernatural act called in the Bible being born again. The Holy Spirit transforms that act in you, and He does it by the blood, and He does it when you repent and turn to Him with all of your heart. Number six, the earth will never be pure but by that blood. The earth will never be pure but by that blood. And then number seven, the Lord Jesus has no authority at the Father's right hand but by this blood that He shed for you. And because of that sacrifice, the Father gave Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Oh, friend, if I could just tell you today, there is glorious supernatural power in this blood of Jesus Christ. Now, let's begin. And I want your calls. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call me immediately. I want to get questions on the roster today that will help everybody out there. And who knows, your question may be what a dozen people or 100 people or even 1,000 people would like to hear the answer to. So get on your phones and let's hear the best questions that you can ask about this blood, about all these things I'm talking about. They are important. Number one now, why did the blood of Jesus have to be sinless? Why did it have to be absolutely pure blood? Now, you understand that sin is a horrible thing, and there is no cleansing for sin but by the blood. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. This was God's divine statement, God's divine wisdom, and it is absolutely as bona fide as anything I could say. If you don't depend on the blood, you cannot go to heaven. You will not be saved. And you got to depend on the sinless blood. If you don't believe it was sinless blood, if you believe it was just fleshly blood, then that blood will not save you. You're dependent on something that leaves you lost and damned for an eternal hell. It is only the sinless blood. It had to be sinless because God was going to accept that offering as a sacrifice, vicarious sacrifice in your stead. Instead of you having to die and answer to the heart of God, Jesus died for you to answer to your sins to the heart of God, and now you are forgiven. He didn't need forgiveness because He never sinned. He did not ever sin. He didn't have the nature of sin, nor did He have a desire to sin. There was no ill in His lips. There was no sin in His heart. And He was a sinless person. And by that sacrifice, He offered Himself as your instead, as your substitute. He took your place. And it's got to be. He had to be sinless. He had to be sinless to take your place. And that blood had to be divine blood, or it could not have taken your place. Do you understand that? Can I get that to you all across this globe? You may be a liberal. You may be what they call a progressive, which is a liberal. And you may have just thrown the Bible aside and not believe anymore in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, friend, believing in God will not save you. You got to believe in His Son, Jesus. Believing in the Holy Ghost will not save you. You got to believe in His Son, Jesus. If you're Muslim and you're trusting in Allah, then you are lost. And you've got to come to faith in the saving blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm trying to say that for everybody because I want nobody out there to be lost. I want nobody out there to spend eternity in hell. The blood, the sinless blood, was the only offering sufficient to save your never dying soul. Do you hear me? I hope you do. If you're Muslim, I want you to know I love you. You are created in the image of God just like I am. And you are special in the sight of God. And it's not God's will for any to perish, but that all to come to repentance. And so I invite you to come to repentance and trust in Christ and believe on Christ and love Jesus Christ and let Him save you. Believe in His blood. Confess His blood. Trust in His blood. Repent of your sins. sins and turn to Him, and the Holy Spirit will wash you as white as snow and make a new creature out of you. Now, what is the result of the sacrifice of blood? Everything of this universe. I mean, take it all the way back when God created this earth. All the way back to everything that God has created, the heavens and the earth. Every bit of it is cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The devil will reign out there and destroy men and women by the millions until the day comes when the blood of Jesus brings the judgment of God to bear upon this world. And it's by the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world that He could take that book in the Father's right hand in Revelation 7, and open the seals and start the judgment whereby this world will be made a holy place. I want you to know it won't be long until there'll be no evil, and there'll be no fornication, and there'll be no lying, and there'll be no sodomy, and there'll be no same-sex marriage, and there'll be no aborting of children. All the wickedness of man has been answered to by the blood, and the blood will cleanse this earth of that. I'm here to tell you, this earth is going to be cleansed. It's going to become a holy place. It's going to become heaven on earth. The righteousness of God will cover the earth. The Bible says, as the waters cover the sea. That's the effect of the blood. That's the result of this blood. You can't even doubt that. It's too powerful to doubt it. Now, number three is just as important. That blood by Christ was taken to heaven and put on the altar in the holies of holies, right there as the sacrifice. The earthly altar that was a counterpart of the one in heaven had been covered with blood by goats and bulls and all kinds of offerings that He had ordained in the First Testament. But in the Second Testament, it's His blood that was put on the altar, of which the earthly altar was but a shadow. And so that heavenly temple, that heavenly altar, is where that blood of Jesus was placed for you. Place for you. Place for the future judgment to come. Place for everything that has to do with the redemption of this universe, and the cleansing of all wickedness, and the creating of a new heaven and a new earth, all by the blood. So that mighty blood had to be on the altar. And number four, that blood is still living. That blood is still vibrant, living, eternal, pure, divine blood. Well, if it was divine, it couldn't die. You understand that? That's the reason they couldn't kill Jesus. He had to die of His own accord. That's the reason He came out of that tomb, and His body was absolutely resurrected, and He walked out of that tomb in the body that they buried in that tomb, and the body was gone, and they could not find Him. Even the wrappings around the body had been folded. Well, it was laying there as though He had just vanished out of them, but the one around His head had been folded and laid aside. Oh, I tell you, what a picture. What a picture. So that blood is still alive right now. Right now, the blood of Jesus is vibrant, living, dynamic, eternal, supernatural blood. Am I saying it plain enough for you? Oh, I hope I am. I hope I am. Oh, you must understand all of this. It is extremely and very important. Now, you cannot go to heaven. I've already said that three or four times, but that's point number five. You cannot go to heaven but by that blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, that song ought to be sung every Sunday. Oh, somewhere. And it's sung here often. We believe in the blood. Oh, we trust in the blood. Now, the earth will never be cleansed but by the blood. This earth is a seething place of wickedness. Oh, I'm telling you, I've watched so much wickedness lately. I've seen so many dark things occurring. So much death and calamity. So much darkness. So many lying and so much stealing. And so much just criminal behavior. Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And nothing can make that pure but the blood of Jesus Christ. So the earth will never be pure but by the blood. And now, number seven, and don't forget this one. You know you have a high priest in the heavens, don't you? Every believer out there has a high priest that pleads your cause for you. And you can go to him in prayer and beseech him in prayer and believe him by his wonderful promises of the scripture. And he will make known himself to you. He will make known himself to you. So, I hope that makes it plain. I don't know what else to say. Now, it's your time. I want your questions. Grab your phone. Don't want anybody waiting. I've got a gift to give you. I want to give you this very article that I have quoted from. Very, very important. This very article I've quoted from, I want to give it to you. It is important that you get it. That you give it to your pastor. A lot of preachers don't understand the blood no more. A lot of them don't ever preach on the blood. How long since you heard a sermon on just the pure truth about the blood? How long has it been? I'm telling you, there is no forgiveness, cleansing. There's no revival. There's nothing to change this dirty situation of our world but the blood. It's the blood. Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704. Listen now, that 1-800-338-7884. That's our toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada. But locally, anywhere around here in 704, call us, please, on 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call quickly. Let's don't waste a bit of time. Now, I spent 25 minutes laying this out in front of you, because I don't want you to miss a bit of it. I want you to get a hold of your heart. I want you to become one of those who clings to the blood, who trusts in the blood, who claims the blood. I claim it regularly. I claim it regularly. I do not survive but by the blood. I've been a Christian over 64 years, and nothing but the blood has kept me. Do you understand that? Nothing but the blood. Now, I'm ready for your calls. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to hear from you. You're important. I'll go here and get the emails open up so you can send your email if you do not call. But I really rather have calls. I love the calls because when I get the calls, then I can talk with you and have fellowship with you. And you are my guest. You understand that? This program belongs to you. It's for your spiritual benefit that you can grow and mature in the Lord and the things of God can become real in your life. Now, take a moment here for any questions on internet to come up. I want to hear from you. Grab your phones. Let's go quickly to the phone. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You're important now, friend. I want to come right there to you, and I want to enjoy you together. Okay, let's take a call here. Call us quickly. Call us quickly. Let me get this thing working right. You're on the air. Boy, help you, please.
Could you turn to Hebrews 12 and 24? This goes right along with what you're talking about.
Hebrews 12 and 24. Let me go quickly. I'm almost there. You know, the book of Hebrews is so wonderful. I'm telling you, I love this book, 12 and 24. I am in 12 and now 24. I'm reading, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Powerful. Is that it?
Powerful. He restored man back to God. That's what a mediator is. He restored us. Man, back to God through that covenant, which is a testament or a promise.
And now our name is written in the book of life. We are members of his very body, the church. We have his nature being manifest in us by the Holy Spirit. We are new creatures, and it's all by the blood.
And that sprinkling, I-N-G, is like it's a continual thing.
Right? Absolutely.
That's what I was really touches me about this scripture is the sprinkling. That means I can go to the blood. I can have the blood applied to my life anytime.
You can, it helps you overcome. And if someone falls into sin, which he tells us not to do, but if we do, he says we have then an intercessor, and we can come to him and repent, and he will wash us afresh.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
The Bible says that he is our high priest. It says he is our propitiation.
Propitiation is the word for mercy seat. It means he's the place where we find mercy.
He is the sacrifice. He's the high priest. He is the propitiation. He's on the mercy. Everything. He covers it all.
He's our life, my dear brother. He's our life. There is no life apart from him.
So he fulfills the old law completely at the cross. He fulfills it all. He's the propitiation. He's the high priest.
He is the complete fulfilling of the Old Testament. Now, the Old Testament is not eliminated. It is rather fulfilled. It is rather fulfilled so that we live in this new covenant by the grace of God, but we still live holy lives, pure before God. We don't forsake righteousness because we're covered by the blood and no longer live under the law. We are saved now by the grace of God, which was nothing but a type under the law, but now we have the real thing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Now, call us quickly. I love questions that are live to ask or for you to ask. It is my joy. Let me see here if we have any on the email. I'm always open and love to get things from you on the email. They are very important. I'd rather have your call, but if you don't call me, you can email me, okay? So quickly, let's hear from you. Lines are open. Giving you this today, okay, I'm going to give you this booklet. You can dig in here and read, and you can feed your soul on this book. This Holy Bible is food for the soul. It is food for your life. You must have it. Now, don't waste a bit of time. I want you on the phone. Everybody listening to me anywhere in the world, if you're in some other country, you can dial, you can get your numbers to get out of your country. Once you get into America, then you dial 704-391-0588. And you can reach us from Africa. You can reach us from Australia. You can reach us from Ukraine. You can reach us from Africa. Dial the numbers that are yours. Your company can give it to you. And then at the end of whatever you got to dial to get out of your country, you dial 704-391-0588, and I'll be glad to talk to you. I'd love to have calls from other places. I get them through the week, and I hear a lot of emails, and we got friends that donate to this ministry, even as far as Australia, and you don't know how we depend on you. I mean, this ministry is not some big name ministry with a lot of money. We don't have some great cash behind us. We exist by the faithfulness of our partners, okay? So be our partner and be our regular partner. You are important to us, and we care about you. And nothing here is ever for self and for flesh. It is for your business and your kingdom and your cause, belonging to Christ, belonging to the cause of Christ for your life. So give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. Don't waste any time. If you're a friend of this ministry, you love the blood, just call me and tell me what the blood's done for you. Woo! I remember 64 years ago when I heard a gospel sermon on a Tuesday night. Walked out of that pew near the back of the church, walked down that right aisle at that East Burlington Church of God, and I was wondrously saved. I'll never forget it. Oh, my gracious, I knew nothing about it. I didn't know one verse of Scripture. I didn't know anything except a little old 16-year-old kid raised by an alcoholic father who was a dear man but was bound by alcohol, later committed suicide, but I found my Jesus, and he changed my life, and I never want anything but him. Now, questions? What is your question? What do you not understand about the blood? Do you know it's still living, vibrant blood? Do you know it's still on the altar in the heavenly temple? Do you understand that? And you understand it's still at your beckoning. You can go to Christ and claim the cleansing of the blood this very day, even while I'm telecasting or broadcasting to you. You can be washed in the blood. And you can be saved. If it wasn't living blood, how could you be washed in the blood? I mean, the blood washes you. It's a blood that is ongoing in its sacrificial powers, in its marvelous triumph, in the victory which it has afforded for us as his church. And you can be washed in the blood right now. Brother Chambers, I am a raw, terrible sinner. I have lived so wicked, and I have done so much wrong, and I have treated people so vicious. I forsook my wife. I have forsaken my children. I have brought shame on my mother and my daddy. Whatever you can say about yourself, I want you to know that Jesus wants to save you. He wants to make a new creature out of you. He wants to transform you. And I want to tell you, now you got to hear this. You say, I believe in the Bible, I believe in the blood, but I've never had any kind of experience like you're talking about. It's just something that's in my head. I know it's real, but that's all I know. I understand that. And there's a multitude of those kind of people in the church world who've never been born again, who've never repented of your sins and asked Jesus by the Holy Spirit to wash you and to make a new creature out of you. And I want you to do that while I'm on this very broadcast. Would you? Would you right now get down on your knees there in your home? Stop your car and bow your head over the steering wheel. Or if you're at work, find a place in a room that is maybe vacant and get on your knees. Just however you have to do it. And yes, tell the Lord, I really believe what Pastor Chambers is saying today. I really believe in that blood. I really believe in that sacrifice. And I want it applied to my life. I want to become a new creature in Christ. I want to be washed in this sacred blood. I want to become a pure person. I want to live a clean life. And you do it right now. And I want to promise you, Jesus will save you. And Jesus will make a new creature out of you. And you'll never, never, never be the same. Now, I hope you're not saying, well, Brother Chambers, I don't know questions to ask about the blood. Well, I've given you seven things I can tell you about the blood, and there's all kinds of thoughts around each one of them, and I don't want you to fail to get this message. I know if you just want to hear me preach to you, I can tell you there's a lot of people who've been washed in this blood. I'm writing a book. Let me tell you a minute while you're calling. I'm writing a book on the life of Apostle Paul. This will be a novel. That, you know, so much of his life is nobody knows. There's no story of it. Well, God has helped me put together a story around everything from his family coming, moving to Tarsus, all the way till I will finally end with him walking on those streets of gold. And it's been wonderful. I'm at page 298. Page 298. I got about 10 chapters to go. And I want to tell you something. It has been so overwhelming to see what Christ did for this man who was once called Saul of Tarsus. He was a destroyer of the church. He was a persecutor of the believers in Jesus Christ. He hated everything about this gospel message. He was on his way to Damascus, and they were going to catch these Christians and carry them back to Jerusalem, and some of them would be made to blaspheme and deny Christ. Some of them would probably stand up and be put in prison. Others would probably be so determined that they would be killed and stoned to death or in some manner destroyed. But under any circumstance, Paul or Saul of Tarsus was on his way to accomplish that. And Jesus appeared to him. I mean, a light about the brightness of the noonday sun. And he was smitten to the ground on that dusty road. And he surrendered to Christ and became a marvelous creature, a marvelous believer, a marvelous Christian. He even had a vision in which he was caught up to paradise and saw things it was unlawful for him to tell. The whole story is so breathtaking. I've had a joyous time writing it. It's been exhausting. I must tell you, I'm getting very, very jaded from the dedication to that book. But I'm telling you, it is wonderful. And you can be saved just like Paul was. Your experience may not be as magnificent. It may not be lights, and it may not be some shining, smiting of you to the ground. But if you repent of your sins, it'll be just as real. I promise you, it'll be just as real. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you I appreciate your program, and I wanted to tell you, for any listeners that it might matter, what the blood meant for me. And I, like you, was not raised going to church or having a real appreciation for the Lord. And but I recognized the need for Him in my life after some pretty bad things happened. And I sought Him and I begged Him to show Himself to me. And He did in the most wonderful way.
Hallelujah.
And just at the right time. And
isn't it marvelous, if I could stop you there? See, many people who don't know anything about Him, who've never read very much of the Scripture, and what they read was just like reading the newspaper or something and never got a hold of them, if they will seek Him and they will want Him, He will reveal Himself to them. He has never failed to reveal Himself to anybody that hungrily and genuinely sought Him. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He did it for you.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And I wanted to say that because it is true. You know, seek and you shall find. It is a promise. And He was faithful to me. And really, when I read the Bible before I became a Christian, you know, terrifying, really.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Yes.
There's enough in the Bible, and some people will accuse us preachers of terrifying them and scaring them to death, and that's not because we do it. It's because when you are without God and you come face to face with what's going to happen to people without God, it's enough to scare the daylights out of you.
Well, right, and basically what you're trying to do is warn, not terrify, but you're trying to warn, you know, hey, there's a bridge out, you know, there's a cliff over there, and you know, God doesn't want anybody to perish. And people will say, well, He's a mean God. Well, no, He's not. He's loving. That's why.
How could He forgive sinners like me and I presume you were He not a loving, forgiving God? Everything about God is love, but it's not this kind of a cheesy love, this kind of wimpy love. It's dynamic, strong, holy love that cannot love you in your wickedness when you're destroying. How could God love you in your wickedness when you're destroying yourself? He loves you. He don't want you destroyed. He doesn't want you to end life in some kind of horrible disaster. And so He warns you because He loves you.
Yeah, I agree. And I just want to say that, you know, God truly is love. He truly is real. And He really does care about each and every one of us. And I'm a living testimony to that. And I would just encourage anyone who has doubts, you know, put God to the test. Seek Him. And seek Him while He may be found.
Thank you for your testimony, dear lady. These are the kind of testimonies I like for this program to be full of, because Jesus is everything He says He is. And I know for 64 years He's been so real to this man. I did not know one scripture when I was saved. I didn't know nothing about God. I mean, just the grace of God is the most wonderful thing in the world. Thank you, dear lady.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for your ministry.
Thank you for your faithfulness. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Pastor Sanders.
Hey.
Pastor Hunt.
Hey, is this Brian?
This is Pastor Larry Hunt.
Oh, Larry. Hey, Brother Larry.
I was calling to listen. I was listening to you talk yesterday about those seven things about the blood.
Yes.
That's a wonderful subject we're talking on, and it's amazing. The last three Sundays, starting tomorrow, this fourth Sunday, I've been preaching a message entitled "The Nine Wonders of the Blood."
Oh, you're kidding! The nine one. Will you send me one of those sermons?
I'll send you that subject, yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Larry, I love you. Can't wait to be with you in September. We'll talk about that a little closer down the road. And I want you to know that you are a special brother, and it was so great having you part of our camp meeting. Hey, we're going to do a winter camp meeting this year. The week following the Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to start on the Sunday night following the Thanksgiving weekend, and we're going to have a camp meeting. And Brother Bruce Gans is going to be our night preacher, and Brother Joe Joey Yates is going to be the morning Bible teacher. And we're going to have a week of winter camp meeting beginning on Sunday after Thanksgiving. And so everybody out there, put that on your calendar.
Okay, I'll do that, my brother.
God bless you. And I love you, Larry. I love you, Larry. Hey, folks, let me tell you, we're having church tonight. We're not having church tomorrow night. We're moving it to tonight. 7 o'clock tonight, we have our regular Sunday night service on Saturday night. And then tomorrow morning, after we have church, Sunday school and preaching, and I get through preaching, we're going to load up on our bus, and we're going to Danville, Virginia, to be with Joey Yates tomorrow night. We're going to go to Danville, Virginia to be with Joey Yates tomorrow night. Anybody listening to me that live anywhere where you can go to Brother Joey Yates in Danville tomorrow night, Brother Jeff Mayo will be preaching. He's actually preaching there in the morning and tomorrow night. And we will be there. The service begins at 4:30. 4:30. Hear me now. In the Danville area, anywhere close, Greensboro, you can drive. Anybody, go over there and be with Brother Joey. You will love it. It'll be great to see you. Any of our faithful listeners, we hope you'll come and be a part of it. And I want to thank Larry. He's a precious brother. Now, we need calls. I want to talk about this blood. How about that? He just preached and preaching 9 points on the power of the blood. I presume 9 sermons. That sounds wonderful. You could preach on the blood from now on. You really could. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Let's go to the email here while I'm waiting on your calls. I don't believe I have any email messages. I was hoping I would have some email messages. Where are my email friends? Here we have. Got one here. Reverend Chambers. I tell you, it gets little sometimes. Reverend Chambers, I have attached 3 versions of the institution. I hope these are ones get to you. I had, I can't read, it's so small. My email is not usually this small. I have also created the email for the week. All you need to do is, well, what is this about? I have no idea. The newsletter. All right, whatever. I can't read it. It's too little for me. Sometimes emails, you know, I don't know why they come small like that, but sometimes they do. And I'll read it after the program is over, okay? Anybody else, give us a call. We're here to be a blessing. We're here to be a blessing. Here's one. Thanks, Pastor. Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Pastor. Oh, we love to be a blessing. We love to be a blessing to you. I want you to know something. Being a blessing to our people and all of you in radio land and internet land, it's my delight and joy. All right, we got 15 minutes. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then toll free, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 884. Now, you call either of those numbers, you'll get right in. The ladies will answer. If you want this booklet, The Sinless Sacrifice. You know, why don't the church preach this more? Why aren't preachers really showing people the power of the blood? It's incredible. It's incredible. There's nothing so exciting as to understand the great authority of the blood. And your questions about the blood, your questions about this sacred blood, this eternal blood that is right now on the altar in heaven. I figured I'd have some arguments about that. I figured somebody would say, no. No, that blood's not on the altar in heaven. That blood was just offered one time, and that's all sufficient. Well, you're right. It was offered one time. That's all sufficient. But that blood is still doing its work. It's still doing its work. It is sacred blood. If you'll read the book of Hebrews, you'll find that he went into the temple in heaven, the real holies of holies, and put his blood on that altar. It's there. It's plain in the scripture. And if he put his blood on the altar, it cannot die. Because it was divine blood. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, that's the reason you can be healed. Did you know you can be healed by the sacrifice and the devotion that Jesus offered for you? And did you know it don't matter how rugged your sins are, how terrible of a wicked man, woman you are? You may be a street walker. You may have spent your life selling your body. You may be a prostitute, male or female. They're both nowadays. I want you to know Jesus will save you. He'll wash you as clean as the noonday sun. He'll make you as pure as if you were just born. Your record will be without stain, without sin. You will suddenly find yourself a child of the King without any sin on your record. Can you imagine a pure conscience? Can you imagine a pure conscience? Can you imagine a pure conscience? There's probably nothing more wonderful than a pure conscience. To think of laying down at night and knowing there's nothing on your record. I do it every night. I lay down. There's nothing on my record. My heart is clean. I have no sin in my life. I serve Him only and richly with all of my heart. I have no desire but anything but for His love and for His grace. He's everything I need. He's everything I want. Hallelujah. And you can have the same. I'm nobody. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I don't live in sin. I'm not a ongoing sinner, but I was a sinner, and I still have in me the Adamic nature, and I can sin. And I have sinned since I've been saved, and had to repent, and He forgave me, and cleansed me, and now I don't do that anymore that I had to repent of. I hope you can learn that, because the blood of Jesus will make you pure, and make you holy, and keep you pure, and keep you holy. Now, I'm waiting on your call, because I want to be a blessing to you. I want you to understand the power of this blood. I want you to live in the authority of this blood. If you're a pastor, I want to send you this sermon, this booklet as an outline for you, and you can take it and preach it. And you don't need to tell it came from me. I don't request that. If you want to do it, that's up to you. But I give it to you to preach it to your people. It will, if you'll get up in that pulpit after spending some time in prayer, and you'll preach a sermon like this with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it'll transform your congregation. Your people will pile in that altar and want to repent and get their hearts right with God. You've got people in your church who've never been born again. Don't let them lose their soul because you don't preach the blood to them. Make sure they know it's nothing but the blood that can save them. That nothing else can save them. Nothing but the blood. Make sure they know that, preacher. Make sure they know that, dear people. And you that are members of a church, don't let your pastor get by without preaching on the blood. I mean, go to him and just say, "Pastor, I can't put my tithes here if you don't preach on the blood. If you don't preach the whole truth of that Bible. It's not right for me to be a part of a church that doesn't preach the whole truth of the Bible." And stand up. Stand up for truth. Stand up for that blood. Stand up for what it means and the beauty of the whole sacrifice of the cross of Calvary. Now, I'm going to tell you something, friends. I'm a pastor that cares about you. We've not had as many calls today and last Saturday either that we've been having. And that's because of the subjects. When I take a subject like this, it doesn't lend itself to a lot of questions. I wish it did. The reason I'm afraid it doesn't is because there's not enough emphasis about it. There's not enough instructions about it. There's not enough preaching about it. Every one of you ought to read the book of Hebrews this week and look at how Apostle Paul took the Old Testament and blended it with the New Testament and brought the two of them together until you've got a solid book. Jesus came in the volume of the book. Did you know he said that? That meant the whole book. The whole Bible, Old and New Covenants, are just really one covenant together, blended. Two divisions, two expressions, but one covenant because the new finished the old. And I'm telling you, when you take that Bible and study it rightly and dig into it properly and live by these great truths, it'll make your life sweet and rich and wonderful. And that's all I want for you. That's all I want for you, to live right, to live close to Christ, to be old-fashioned. To live a clean life, to live a godly life, to truly be born again, to truly be born again. Let me tell you, when the blood of Jesus washes you and the Holy Spirit does this work inside of you, you will be a new creature. You will find wonderful grace to overcome everything the devil brings against you. You will find grace to live a happy life even in the midst of sorrows. You'll find grace to raise your head up high even when you are under great stress, and to look right in the face of wickedness, in the face of a world that's in a mess, and be happy and be full of joy and be full of peace, and go on and on in serving and living for this Lord. I really want that for you. With all of my heart, I want that for you. And I want you to have this life that is richer and sweeter than you can ever imagine. Now, let's spend these last 8 minutes on the line with you. 704-391, 704-391-0588. Let me check the internet. I don't want to miss anybody that has a good question. You are important to me. All right, do not have any. I understand. I can't make anybody send emails. Sometimes they come and I can't get to them. Sometimes they don't come. That's up to you. But I'm here to tell you about the blood. And I've got enough to talk about. I tell you, once again, I want to go through these 7 points because I've had people join me that didn't hear them at the beginning. And this is so powerful that you need to write it down. You need to get it in your vocabulary. Number one, why Jesus had to be sinless. That's the first question I asked and answered. Why did Jesus have to be sinless? Why did he have to be sinless? Why could he not have had sin and still been your sacrifice? Well, if he could have had sin and been your sacrifice, then you could have had sin and been your own sacrifice. He was the sacrifice for the whole world. And he had to be sinless because God could not accept a sacrifice that was not sinless. Number two, what is the result of that sinless sacrifice? It is cleansing for every darkness that Satan has ever placed on this world. It is cleansing for every wickedness. It is cleansing for every soul that will repent. It is cleansing of all the darkness that covers the universe. It will be the strength of the coming judgment to bring sin to its end. Oh, you got to understand, the result of the sinless blood is incredible. I don't know that I can say just how wonderful it is. It is so breathtaking. Here I wrote down something. Let me read this. The eternal Son of God is that holy one of God, born of a virgin and conceived of the Holy Ghost. He became fully human and fully flesh, but was sanctified by the act of the sovereign Spirit of God. He was conceived in Mary's womb by a miracle of God's supernatural action, therefore without the sin nature. He was the second Adam who came to redeem us from the fall of the first Adam. I mean, on and on. On and on. It is just great stuff to understand the power and the authority of the blood. Now, that blood is still alive and is on the holies of holies in heaven. That's 2, 3, and 4. It is on the holies of holies in heaven. It's on the right hand of Jesus at the Father's right hand. But on that altar in the temple is the blood of Christ on that altar. And it is eternal blood. It is just as alive today as it was when it drained out of his veins. It is cleansing blood. Oh, you remember when he was bleeding on the cross and that blood fell to the ground, the whole earth shook. An earthquake split every rock in this entire universe. The authority of that blood falling on this sin-cursed earth was a powerful redemptive force that can never be denied and never be eliminated and never defeated. It's forever. Ever, forever, the victory of God the Father and God the Son. You cannot go to heaven but by this blood. You cannot go to heaven but by this blood. This blood is powerful. It's cleansing. It's mighty. The earth will never be pure but by this blood. The earth will never be pure but by this blood. Oh, hallelujah. Chapter 5 of Revelation, the Father had a book in his hand and nobody could take it. It was the title deed of this earth. And Jesus was able, as the lamb slain from the foundation of the earth, to take that book because his blood was going to cleanse this earth and purify it perfectly. The earth will never be pure without that blood. And then the last of all is he is your advocate, your mediator, your high priest. And he's your high priest, your mediator, because of the blood on the altar. Oh, I'm telling you, it is a triumph, it is a victory, it is a joy that this world does not really understand. What if I could really show this world all the power of this blood? What if I could convince this world of what this blood really represents? What if I could get to every human being and sit down with them and show them this blood? Show them the sacrifice of it. Remember, you know, you hear people talk about the God of the Muslim, Allah. The Allah can't save a soul. That is absolutely a false name. Oh, I know it means God in the Arabic, but I'm telling you, the person they think it represents is a false God. It cannot save them. They will be eternally lost. And the reason they are doing these wicked things is because they've got to earn the right. They've got to earn the right for this false God to be able to enter into his heaven. And they're just literally dying and spending eternity in hell. Do you ever think of how horrible it is for a young man to blow himself up or to do what they are doing and die in the hell of bullets from the police defending the innocent and the pure? Or can you imagine? And then going straight to a devil's hell where they will be in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. I say to all of my Muslim friends out there, don't fool yourself, and don't let this religion fool you, and don't let those Amans teach you false things. This Bible is the story of the God who created this universe, the God who sent his Son, the God who gave his Son to die for you on the cross. Oh, there's no life but in the blood. Do you hear me? There is no life but in the blood. And I want you for this blood to cleanse you and save you and change you. Now, get on the phones and call my ladies and get this free booklet on the sinless sacrifice. The sinless sacrifice. I give it to you because I want to bless you. I want to help you grow in the Lord. The maturity is of God. I want you to live close to Him and do His will. I want you to live close to Him and do His will. He is a Savior. He is the Lord that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a joy today to bring you all of this good information. I hope I have affected somebody's life. I really do. I hope I've affected somebody's life. It will be my joy if I have, and I will bless you to the best of my ability. Please feel free to call us. Let us be a blessing to you. Our number to call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. The ladies are staying right by to answer your call to send you this free gift. You can send a request by email, grc@paulcreek.org. You know what? I love you.
I can say
you know I love you, don't you?
Worthless,
you know that.
A hopeless sinner, that's true. But that's just part of the story. I haven't told everything. I was lost, reborn, and raised a child of the King. and claim that my father's a king. I'll have to take you to an altar where it happened many years ago. I met this king. I was washed in his blood.